Lesson 22. David and Jonathan. Jonathan loved David as his own soul. Aim: to show the meaning of true friendship and unselfish love. Jonathan and David meet. King Saul had a son whose name was Jonathan. He was a brave man who loved God and tried to do what was right in God's sight. After Goliath had been killed and David had finished speaking with Saul, Jonathan could see how much David loved and trusted God. They became firm friends. Because Jonathan was the king's son, he would normally have been the next king when Saul died. But God had anointed David to be the king in Saul's place. Jonathan gives David his royal clothes. Instead of being jealous of David, Jonathan grew to love him more. To show that he understood that David was chosen of God as the next king, Jonathan gave David his royal coat and garments. He even gave him his sword, his bow, and his girdle. They made a solemn promise to be friends. Saul hates David. The young man David became very popular with the people of Israel. Saul had made him a captain of his armies, and he won many battles against Israel's enemies. Women sang songs in the streets. "Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." This made Saul angry and jealous. Saul no longer tried to please God, and God was not with him anymore. But everyone could see that God was with David. Saul was so jealous of David that he tried to kill him. He had thrown his javelin at David as he was playing music on his harp for him. Several times after that, Saul tried to kill David, so David had to go away and hide. A plan is made. David met Jonathan and they talked together about their problem. David thought that Saul would still try again to kill him. But Jonathan felt sure his father would tell him all he planned to do. But David told Jonathan because Saul knew they were friends, Saul would not tell Jonathan of his plans. But David was still sure that Saul would try to hurt him. They made a plan to find out who was right. A feast was to be held the next day, and David was expected to be there. David planned to hide nearby for 3 days. Jonathan was to tell Saul that he had let David go to a yearly sacrifice at Bethlehem. If Saul didn't seem to mind, then they would know that David could safely return. But if he was angry, then David must stay away. Jonathan told David to hide in the field by a stone called Ezel. He would take a boy with him to the field and shoot 3 arrows. If Saul was no longer angry, Jonathan would shout to the boy, "Behold, the arrows are this side of thee, take them." But if he called out, "Behold, the arrows are beyond thee," then David would know that Saul really wanted to kill him, so he must flee away. Saul is still angry with David. Then Jonathan went to the feast. The first day, Saul said nothing. But on the second day, David's seat was still empty. He asked Jonathan where David was. Jonathan told his father that David had requested to go to a sacrifice at Bethlehem. Then Saul was angry with Jonathan. The friendship between David and Jonathan had worried him, and now Jonathan had spoiled his plans to kill David. "Fetch him up unto me," said Saul angrily, "for he shall surely die." Jonathan asked why David had to die. What had he done? Now Saul became so angry that he threw his javelin at Jonathan, his own son, to hurt him. Jonathan left the table in fierce anger and did not return to the feast. He felt very worried and sad for his friend David. Jonathan gives the sign and bids David farewell. Next morning, Jonathan took a boy with him and went out to the field where David was hiding. The boy did not know that David was there. Then Jonathan fitted an arrow to his bow. When he had shot it, he called to the lad, "Is not the arrow beyond thee? Make speed, haste, stay not." The lad gathered up the arrows and returned to his master. Jonathan gave him his bow and arrows and sent him away to the city. David, hiding behind the rock, knew now that Saul was angry and he must flee. When no one was looking, he came out of his hiding place to Jonathan, his dear friend. They kissed one another and wept for a long time. They were very good friends, and now they must leave each other. Then Jonathan comforted David and said, "Go in peace." They had promised before God that they would always be friends. Then David went sadly away to hide from Saul. Although they were parted, the God of Israel would watch over them both. David only saw his friend Jonathan once again, when Jonathan secretly visited him to encourage and strengthen him. How happy they will be, though, when Jesus returns and raises the dead. Those two close friends who love God will meet again in God's kingdom. Lesson for us. The best friends we can have are those who truly love God and seek to understand His word. Such friends will help us even when we are in trouble. Friends who love God can help each other obtain a place in God's kingdom when Jesus returns. Remember these points. 1. Jonathan was not jealous of David, even though he knew that David had been anointed to be king. 2. Jonathan and David promised to help each other in every way possible. 3. Saul tried to kill David, but Jonathan did everything he could to help David. 4. The God of Israel will bring these two friends together again when Jesus returns to raise the dead.